just reviewing. So basically, we were trying to figure out Rashi. Okay. So Rashi's explanation of the two the case of the Mishnah. The first cases are the shofar cracks, and I'm going to go with the Tosis's interpretation of Rashi, that it cracks in half and you glue it together. So then it's psul because there's shtei shofars, kishtei shofars, like shtei shofars. And then secondly, if you glue together multiple pieces of shofar, many pieces, and glue them together and create a shofar, so then also it's possible. Right? So Tosa's question is, that's the same thing. So it's different if it's two or if it's a lot. Same exact thing. And therefore Tosa says, he rejects and says the case, first case can't be that it breaks in half. It must be it doesn't break in half. It only just gets a crack on it. And therefore it's not because of Shtei Shofros, it's because of something else. Okay, then Tosa goes off on his direction. But Rashi, we're saying, seems to be learning where it does break in half, and now it's possible because it's Kishtei Shofros. So first of all, what's the svara of Kishtei Shofros? What's the svara of that psal? And secondly, what do you need two cases for? It sounds like the exact same thing. That's Tosa's Kasha. Right? What do you need two different cases? Right. And, right. How could Rashi defend himself? And he said also, what's the lashon of kish shtei shofros? Like two shofros. Okay, so where does it come from, shtei shofros? It comes from parah. He says the parah, the cow's horn, isn't good, because since the parah, the cow's horn grows, gildy-gildy, which means it grows in like layers, one layer, and then lengthwise another layer grows the next year, and lengthwise another layer grows the next year. So therefore, the Gemara says this mischazi kishtayim shel shofros. It looks also similar language of like ke, but it looks like two or three shofars. Therefore, it's possible because it says shofar echad am rachmana, one shofar, right? Shofar chua, right? It doesn't say shofros, so it says one shofar. Not two or three. So therefore, the paro one is bad. The paro one is possible because it's two or it's made out of two or three parts, two or three pieces, right? So that's a similar kind of that's what he's applying it from. That's what it means. Shofros, that's the psal. Right, the psal. We said there's another case which in theory is shofros, but Rashi doesn't say shofros, which is if you have an inside shofar, one shofar inside another one. So if you blow with the outer shofar, so then the inner shofar, so to speak, in between. So Tosa says that's possible for shtei shofros, because now the sound is produced by the combination of the two shofars, right? The space between the two shofars. Whereas Rashi says it's no, it's because you're blowing the outer one, but the inner one is like a mafsik of the gall. He doesn't say shtei shofros, he just says a mafsik. It separates, it blocks the gall. So somehow that's possible because whatever, there's some alien thing, whatever. Right? You're not exactly hearing the sound of the shofar, you're hearing the sound of something else, some extraneous thing. But it's not because he doesn't say shtei shofros. So they say that's interesting. Rashi doesn't have that there. Okay, I mean, I'm not sure, I just want to cut to the chase. I don't really know how to come to it, but I think the easiest way is like take that case, the shtei shofros. So where it's shofar inside a shofar. So Tosfos says, the Tosfos explains why it's shofar shofar. He says shakol yotzei shabavir shemin chitzon lepnimi. So the sound comes from the space between the two, the inner and the outer. Behind shtayim shel shofars, that's two or three shofars. So the kol is being produced by two or three shofars. You have shofar number one and shofar number two, and the kol is being produced by both of them. Okay, the kol is being produced by both of them. Right. Okay, that's the way Tosus learns it. Shofar means the kol goes through, and similarly he says when it says by the para, he says because you have the first layer and the second layer, it's about kol yotze derakulam. And the kol emerges, the sound emerges through all of them. So the Tosfos is the din in the kol. The kol can't be created by two shofars, but it has to be created by one shofar. Okay, it's a din in the kol. Okay. But Rashi doesn't say shtei shofars by the case where you have a shofar b'stel shofar. Because Rashi learned shtei shofars is a din in a chafza shel shofar. It's not a din in the kol shofar. It's a din in the chafza shel shofar. That a shofar can't be kishtei shofars. A shofar is a homogeneous, singular entity. It's not a composite. And kishtei shofars means it's not two shofars, it's one shofar. A shofar is one thing. It's not, you don't blow two shofars, you blow one shofar. But your shofar can't be kishtei shofars. Shofar echad means shofar is, as opposed to some other instruments, it's a single, it's a singular entity. It doesn't have parts. It's not a composite. It's a single entity of a shofar. That's what a shofar is. It's a natural grown, grows as a single entity. And so why para is a composite. The para shofar is the first year part, the second year part, the third year part, it's a composite. It says mischazi, that's funny, the Gemara says mischazi kishtei shofars. It looks like two. So when you say it's like a gderabanan, it looks like two shofars. This is a deraisa we're talking about here. So here's what it looks like. But he says, no, because it's obviously it's one physical substance, but the substance is really a composite. So it looks like it. The way you judge whether it's a composite is by the way it looks. And look at it, it has parts. So the parts, it's basically composed of different segments. Segment 1, segment 2, segment 3. So it's a composite. And that's what it means, the kishtei shofars. Obviously, you're blowing one shofar, you're different shofar shofars. You can make a shofar out of a million pieces. So it's not a million shofars, it's one shofar. Right? It's not a million shofars. So how do you have two shofars? It's one shofar. But the shofar is like shtei shofars. It means it's a composite. It's one shofar that has two parts. So that's what it means. It's like two. I think the psul according to Rashi is like shtei. It's a psul in the chafetz of a shofar. So it's a psul in an entity. There's always going to be one shofar. The nature of the psul is that the one is kishtei. That the one shofar is like two. Namely, it's a composite. It must be one singular. Not just one and not two in number. But it must be one and not two in it's a singular. Like indivisible. Right? Different idea of one. Right? A havdil. It's just hard to avoid the analogy. But like when we talk, this is the category that you should have from if you ever studied anything about Achdus Hashem. So that's what we say. Like Judaism says God is one. It doesn't just mean there's only one God as opposed to two gods or a polytheism. But it means God is like indivisible, doesn't have parts. Right? So one could mean one and not five of them. Or it could mean one means he has no parts. So that's a one, the term one could be singular. Singular, indivisible. So of course a shofar isn't indivisible, that's what Bahavdil. I mean a shofar of course is made of components and whatever, but the idea of one is it's not a composite entity. One doesn't mean one and not two. It means one and not kishtayim. Like two. What does it mean like two? The composite entity is like two. It's not two, but it's two parts. So it's all like two. But Rashi's learning is a din in the chafza of the shofar, the one chafza of the shofar, that it's not a composite. Tosos is not learning is a din in the chafza of the shofar. Tosos is learning is a din in the kol, that the kol is produced by shofar echad. So the big difference is if you have two shofars, one inside of another. So according to Tosos, you have two separate chafza of shofars that are producing the kol. So the kol is the kol of shtei shofars. Right? But according to Rashi, that's not shtei shofars because there are two chafzas. Each chafza is a shofar echad, is a singular entity. So you're blowing this shofar, this chafza is good, that chafza is good. So now the only problem is that you're blowing the outer shofar and the inner shofar is blocking the kol. That's a kol problem. Shtayim shofars isn't a kol problem. Shtayim shofars is a chafza problem. But in the case where you have a shofar inside a shofar, your chafzas are perfectly good. It's just the kol problems. That's what he says. There's a hefzik that the inner one is blocking the outer one. Because Rashi couldn't learn that that's a din of a shtei shofar. Because shtei shofars means where the chafza is compromised somehow. Chafza is a composite. But here they're two normal singular shofars. You're not somehow gluing together the two shofars. You're just putting one inside the other. Right? But according to those, that is shtei shofars. That's the psal. Shtei shofars is a din in the kol. And that's why Tosus expresses the idea by the par. By the par, you can learn it both ways. You can learn by the par, it's because the chafza is composite. But Tosus doesn't say that. He says because the kol is going through two different shofars. It's going through par one, it's going through par two. So now the kol is produced by two things. Oh, and that's why it could be that Tosis doesn't want to learn our case of the Mikshari Shofros, the Shofros, of the Shtei Shofros. See, according to Rashi, Shofros, the Shtei Shofros is a composite, so now a million, you glue Shofros, a million pieces, that's the Shofros, that's Shtei Shofros. But according to Tosis, it's the kol is being reduced by two Shofars. That's not two Shofars, that's one Shofar. It's true, it's made a lot of pieces, but you made it into one Shofar. So now it's one Shofar, it's one mosaic Shofar or whatever. Or it cracks and half you go together. That's not two Shofars, that's one Shofar. You fix the Shofar, it's one Shofar. So that's why Tosas has to go on all different explanations. He doesn't want to say it's two Shofars, because two Shofars is not just an idea of composite, he also has to actually somehow be two. And when you glue it together, you're restoring the original thing. That's why he has to get into all those other psulim of Arta, it's man-made, or all that other stuff. But according to Rashi, he's learning the din is that it can't be a composite. That's the din of Shtei Shofros. So therefore, that's the psul, if it's made out of two. It's not two, of course, it's not two Shofars, it's one Shofar, but it's a composite Shofar now. Rashi says Kish Shtei Shofros is because that a composite isn't really two things. It's like two. It means it has two parts. That's what it means. There's no real case of Shtei Shofros. There is no, according to Rashi, there's no such thing as Shtei Shofros. The very psul is Kish Shtei Shofros. In fact, by Paro, it says Mechzi Kish Shtei Shofros. It looks Mischazi Kish Shtei Shofros. Because there's no such thing as two Shofars, because two Shofars is two Shofars. How are you blowing two Shofars? That's not the psul. The psul is where you have one Shofar, which is like two Shofars. How is one thing like two? When it's a composite. A composite is one object which is like two. It partakes of a duality because it's made of parts. So it's a composite. Machlokas we'd have to get into, but I don't want to do that right now. But the par, that's a machlokas tanoim, is by the par, since they grow separate parts each year, do you look at that as being a composite, as being part, year one part, year two part, year three part, it's composed of different parts? Or do you say that since it's one cow's horn, and when you take it off, it's one entity, that's not a composite, that's one. That's a question. Is that defined as a composite entity if that's how it grows? But it's not, see, it grows really in parts. They're separate parts. But when you take it off and emerges, you say it emerges as a shofar, as one singular non-composite entity. And that's machlokas in that case. It's machlokas tanaim, whether you define that as two, or do you define that as composite, or do you say, look, it may look like composite, but it's not. It's really one singular entity. That's something what I'm thinking, but I mean, we have to really define that better. I don't really have a tight spot for that. You know what I mean? I think Tosa is going to say by the case, the reason why the guilty is that's considered like kol is going through two shofars, as opposed to in the case of our Mishnah where it's made out of a lot of parts, is because see in the piece, let's say take a million pieces of shofar, so each little piece is not a shofar, so you just have one shofar. But in the gildi, you know, each one is a horn. I mean, it's a small horn, but as each layer is a shofar in its own right. And then you have another shofar, another shofar, another shofar. So they all have a tzura of a shofar, and they're just attached together. So therefore, you could look at that as really being a number of shofars. But you can't look at it as a shofar made out of a lot of pieces glued together as a lot of shofars. Neither one of them is shofar. You know what I mean? Or cracked in half. I mean, it would depend on how you crack it in half.
Right,
that's what the Rosh gets into. Is if it's cracked in half sideways, or if it's cracked in half in the, you know, like on the side, or then it's not a shofar. So you crack it in half in the middle,
then it'll be the same.
Then it could be the same kind of case.
Right.
I mean, that's what Rosh brings that in. But the way Tosis is learning Rashi, I think, is where it's cracking along the side. I mean, Tosis says it's only on one side, but Rashi says it's on both sides.
Right.
So then neither one of them is a shofar.
Right.
Right.
What
does he mean by Lodamilu Niyat Shofar? Oh, that I think he means, that's the pshat there. It's a little tricky, but I think he means, why is that not like the Shofar B'Selch Shofar, which is Kasha? That's where you hear the Kol Panimi. Because on the surface, what do you mean? It is Dami Shofar B'Selch Shofar, because that's what
right.
He says. That's Shnayim Shel Shofar.
Right.
So I think he means when you hear the inner one, it's okay.
Oh.
So he says, no, because if you hear the inner one, so then it's like layers of shofars like going outwards.
Right.
But this is really layers
right.
Going long way,
right,
you know?
Right.
It's a Koyos Dara Kula. Anyway, it's a little tricky. So he doesn't tell you something like that.
Right. No, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Right, it's the same exactly. Yeah. I don't know exactly what he means, Kidabir Shakuntras. Oh, Kidabir Shakuntras, Al Gelad Rishon. He's referencing. Rashi realized that that's the way Gildi Gildi. Because Gildi Gildi, you can imagine in two ways, like the rings of a tree. That it gets wider and wider, or it's law. So that's what he's saying. So Rashi's right in that. Right. It's, you know. We're up to the two cases, right, in Rashi. Well, how does Rashi explain two cases? Because first you have a case where it cracks in half and you glue it together. Then you have a case where it's glued, made out of a bunch of pieces. So saying in both cases, I mean, both of them seem to be fine, right? The question is why you need both. But they both fit into this explanation that it's a composite entity. Right? It's a composite. It's a composite. So what's the leaning two cases for, right? That's really the question. Tozer's question. I mean, basically, we're back to Tozer's question. We haven't really gotten too far. Right? I mean, ultimately, it's the major problem. We haven't gotten too far. Yeah. Like Tozer's deduction in Rashi is that if you say the Psalm Shtei Shofros, which he understands what Rashi is saying, it's a composite, then it has to be that the thing cracked in half. It was actually in two pieces. If the thing just had a crack down one side and you put glue to fix it, that's not a composite. That's just it has a crack and you've repaired the crack. It's not a composite. Composite is where it was two and now you're taking two parts and making them into one. That's the idea of a composite. So that's what he's saying, is that Rashi must be learning the cases where it actually broke in half. Right? I think that's a good, that's fair. That's fair. That's a good point. I mean, you could, again, that one root of Svara could be to say that, no, Tosa's misinterpreting Rashi. But I think Tosa understands Rashi. But now he's asking Akasha. He's what he needs two cases for. Right?
Yeah, so maybe like this. He's saying it's going to find a little bit. That what's the halacha of Shtayim Shel Shofros? Right? Shofar Achad Lo Shtayim Shel Shofros. Is it, I guess you could ask, because this is a funny way to say it, but is, where do you underline? Shofar Achad for Lo Shtayim Shel Shofros. Is it Shofar Achad? Or is it Lo Shtayim Shel Shofros? Okay? Which means, is it Pshat that it's a psul of Shnayim Shalosh, that if your shofar has a shame of Shnayim Shalosh, of a two-part entity, of a, you know, three-part entity, so that's a post, that's a psul. It can't have an identity of Shnayim. Shnayim is a psul. Or do you say that it's a positive din, that it has to be Echad, shofar Echad. It's a positive halacha, that it has to be like a singular thing. So what's the difference? The difference is like you just said, it's good, is that when you have two pieces, it cracks in half and you have two pieces, so then you have part piece one and piece two, and now your shofar is a two-part entity, right? Part one and part two, right? It's a two-part entity. But when you have 100 pieces or 1,000 pieces, you don't say, I have 1,000-part shofar or 1,000,000-part shofar. There's no parts. Parts don't retain an identity. So there's no shame of 1,000-part shofar. Okay? It's a shofar. Now, you wouldn't say it's a singular entity, a homogenous entity. You'd say it's composed. Right? The nature, it lacks the din of echad, of a shofar echad. If you say it's a positive idea of echad, that has to be singular, homogenous substance, then you don't have that by divikshir shofars. But if you say there's no halach like that, it's just that your shofar can't have a din. It can't be a two-part thing. It can't have a quality of being, having different parts to it. So when you take the million little pieces, they're so small, they don't have an identity as a part. It becomes one shofar. It's one shofar. There's no parts. It's one shofar. Now, the one is a composite. The one is a composite. But there's no individual parts. So if you say that it's a psul, that it has different identifiable parts, it's a din of shnayim. So you wouldn't say that the shofar made a lot of parts. It's like has parts. Like you say, like a cake, or like a brownie. You don't say a brownie has a lot of parts. It's a brownie. But of course, it's composed of a lot of different little tiny pieces. But you say is it's basically it's one thing. It's not a singular. It's not solid gold. Not a singular homogenous thing, it's made of pieces, but the parts don't have an individual identity because they're not significant enough to do it. As opposed to if you have, let's say, you know, some like a table that you put together, you have the legs and you have the tabletop and you have the, you know, so the different parts. They're different, you know, okay, Legos. So you have part one, part two, part three, they're all different pieces. individual discrete pieces, and how it has a din of shnayim. So that's what he's showing you is even the first case, he says possible saying because the shnayim shofros, avlish kastei shofros. But then he says even divrei shiri shofros, where it doesn't have a din of shnayim, it's still possible because it has to be echad. The shofar is a positive din, shofar echad amar chmana. It's not just the din that the shame of shnayim is absolved, but it's a positive din that the shofar must be a unified entity, a singular, indivisible entity. So therefore, that's a further chiddush. Right? I was kind of already assuming when I had spoken before that it's the maskam, that it's a singular entity. So, but the point I was talking about before, Rashi versus Tosfos, wasn't that. It was a question of if shofar echad is a din in the chafta shel shofar or it's a din in the kol shofar. So Rashi's holding din in the chafta shofar. But within this idea that it's din in the chafta shel shofar, you could formulate it in two ways. You could say the chafta shel shofar is a psul of shnayim, or you could say the chafta shel shofar is a requirement of echad, of being indivisible, of singular. So I was assuming already the maskama, you know, but it was because of this maskama, or just whatever. But now this question is really is going through the steps of what exactly the din in the chafta is. You know? Not step one is lozu, avzu. Not only is it possible if it has a din of shlayim, but even if it is it doesn't have a din of shlayim, it's just lacking in the achdus, so the singular and the singularity, it's also possible. Right? What I want to do next is look at the Rosh, because the Rosh takes up the Rosh. He has, I think, a different answer. Different answer. By the way, the Ritva, he doesn't buy it, but he tries to answer up for Rashi that it's Dochik in the Mishnah, and that's why he rejects Rashi. But he says, Shofar Shnuz like the dove go possible, if it cracks and you glue together, it's possible, because it's like Divik Shere Shofros, which is possible. So instead of making it two cases, it's more like the second case is explaining the psalm of the first one, you know? But it's rough. It's rough read. So he rejects Rashi because of that and he gives his own shot, you know? But he's just trying to defend Rashi against those questions, you know? But he doesn't like it because it's a hard read, but he's just saying, you know. But you see, it's interesting is that Tosfos did never, and we made points of this before, his kash on Rashi is he doesn't buy this idea of why you need two cases for. But he realizes he doesn't hold by that svara of Shnayim v'Shalosh, right, as we mentioned. He holds Shnayim v'Shalosh a different idea in the call. But when he later, until it comes back, remember when he showed the two cases, the first case is because it's going to fall apart, and then the second case, you could explain Shnayim v'Shalosh. Right? He was willing to say that. But he was willing to at least help Rashi out. But he doesn't hold of it, because he holds Shnayim v'Shalosh as a din in the call. So therefore, he doesn't hold of it. But he does hold of it insofar as the din of Derech HaVarasa. Right, that's how he did bring in, but not because of Shnayim v'Shalosh, but because Derech HaVarasa means that it has to be the same as it was on the Ashar, on the aisle, and on the aisle it was whole, and now it's a mosaic. You know? That much he was willing to, you know? Like but not because that's not the din of Shnayim v'Shalosh Shofros. That's different than the Chafta of the Shofar has to be the same as it was on the aisle. So he didn't call it Shnayim v'Shalosh because it's not really a psul of Shnayim v'Shalosh. It's a psul that it's a mosaic, but not because it's composite. He doesn't care it's composite, but composite because that differentiates it from that prevents it from being Derech HaVarasa, that has a new property. You know what I mean? Rashi's learning it's intrinsically, it's exerts a kasa, not because it has to be like it was in the aisle. They're just an intrinsic halacha, shofar echad, lo Shnayim v'Shalosh Shofros, that the shofar is a singular entity. You know what I mean? It's not because it has to resemble, or, you know. That's just what a shofar is. A shofar is a singular entity. You know, could be the reason why is because that's the way it grows. But like that's what it is. A shofar is a singular thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think it's good with the whole idea of the natural. I mean, the natural things, man-made things, are usually composite, right? Man can't really make singular things, but nature makes singular things. Right, so the idea of a trumpet or whatever, those are man-made and they're composite, right? Or they maybe melt the metal or whatever, but I mean, they have pieces also. But nature makes singular things. Shofar is, that's a property, that's what Rashi's learning, it's a shofar echad. I mean, that's a property of what a shofar is. It's a singular entity. But you, the
that's because that it's a natural, it's a natural end, it's a natural instrument. The natural instrument could be singular. Like that's what I remember. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was having a hard time with. How could you tell me? How could I make a menorah out of one piece? Like it's a menorah out of one piece, right? So it's like God showed him how to do it, or whatever, right? Because it's normally a menorah. You think of it as a composite. How you can make it. He carved it out of one big solid piece of gold, you know. But that's not usually the way man makes things. To do the Rosh, you know, see how the Rosh explains Rashi, because I don't think he says exactly this. I mean, I think it's similar maybe, but he tries to work out Rashi. And once we do that, maybe we could define that question of gildy-gildy, the question of whether a par is one or not, you know, whether the par is considered one or two. Maybe, I'm not sure. But if we don't do that, then I think we should move towards the next case in the Mishnah, Nikkei V'Sasma. Which is that if it's... no, 1 second. Nikkei V'Sasma is just the top of the next page and then the Tosos. I mean, you got to do that Tosos. Yeah, I guess you got to do Tosos, but you also got to do the Gemara, which is later in the Gemara, which talks about that. It's pretty involved.
I'm sorry, which Tosos?